Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story. Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. It's talking to Jimmy Page, the mastermind behind Led Zeppelin. It's talking about how different the album sounded, especially in Through the Outdoor. Were you actually trying to make it sound different?
We didn't really work towards choruses with the Led Zeppelin music. We sort of tried to avoid it a bit because it made it all sound a bit radio-friendly. So apart from making the songs longer and longer and not putting in a chorus or a hook, you know, that's the way it was sort of going, really. But by the time it gets to In Through the Outdoor, John Paul Jones has got this keyboard, which Stevie Wonder had one. It's called a Dream Machine, and I guess that sums up the sort of mental picture of exactly what it was. It was a keyboard player's dream, and he had this thing, and he'd been working on it, and he'd actually written whole numbers, which he hadn't done before with Led Zeppelin. So it made sense to do the next album, certainly after a sort of guitar-driven album like Presence, with a leaning towards the keyboards, plus he'd written numbers. So this is a perfect extension to Led Zeppelin's recording career, because every album sounds different from the last one. This is definitely going to sound different.
And it did. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, and that's the story.